out the jibba jabba. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cher, are you haunted by Sonny Bono?
10 years since he passed away.
Yeah.
Do you still think about him a lot?
Yeah. He turns on the lights in my bedroom.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure it's him.
Oh, Cher.
Sure it's him.
Goofy celebrity.
Turn the lights on.
That bitch!
Watches Cher turns into Jackie Stallone.
He liked it with the lights on.
Well, it turns the lights on in my bedroom.
Pinhead? Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean on the outside, but filthy and diseased on the inside. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I distinctly remember walking out of the closet and turned the light off. And I turned around and it was turned on again. That was Sonny. You're gonna be coming to my big show at the Caesar's Palace.
You're Jackie Stallone. You're not Cher.
I'm Cher Bono. Hey, you gotta come out and see my multi-million-dollar show. I'm gonna be doing it in Las Vegas.
You're Sly's mom.
I'm Cher. Cher Bono. You know, I grossed more money on the last tour than any other performer. You come see me.
Did you see Rambo?
Rambo, yeah, I thought it sucked.
Do you have a husband?
I do. He's a plastic surgeon. My husband, the doctor.
Right.
Well, vote early, vote often.
What's going on underneath that thing you got on your head?
Purple veins and a couple of beetles. Oh, yeah, I just like the last installment of Rambo with my son Sly. I said, you're a little too old, aren't you, to be those stupid, crazy movies with your shirts off, you know? What are you doing, for crying out loud? You're looking like, you know, you're doing that. Let younger men do it. I said, you shouldn't be doing that. How'd you like a picture of me in the bathtub with my black curly hair?
No. Something smells like barf.
My turban is still full of crab cake. Sometimes I take things out from under my turban, uh-huh, and I feed my fish with them. Yeah, the fish eat it up. It's nice and smelly, for crying out loud.
Hey, what about Sly taking HGH?
Human growth hormone?
Right. Yeah.
We all did. How do you think I stay so young and sexy? My husband, the doctor, you know, he really appreciates the fact that I inject a little HGH into my lovely butt, my Stallone butt, my Jacqueline Stallone buttocks. I'm Cher Bono.
That's right.
I'm suffering from a little of what they might call dementia.
It happens.
Yeah. I'm done boning Richie Sambora. Yeah. I tell you, there's nothing like boinking Greg Allman either.
How's your son, Elijah Blue?
He's a guitar player. He's traveling with his father.
How about your
Lesbo? He does the Allman Brothers shows.
How about your Lesbo daughter?
Yeah, Chastity.
Chastity Bono. She dances to her own drummer. Uh-huh. I don't get together with her that often. They pitched us for a reality show.
Yeah.
Growing up with a lesbian daughter, I told them they were for the birds.
She's heavy, right?
She's fat. Don't sugarcoat it. I always tell you, you want to know what you're really about in L.A., you tell them the truth. You say you're fat. You know, lay off the cupcakes. Maybe you'll get a new lesbian lover.
You should introduce her to your husband, the doctor.
The doctor, the plastic surgeon.
Uh-huh. Right.
Real excited about that. Sure. But real disappointed in the less Rambo.
Sure.
Really, made my lip paralyze even a little bit more.
Yeah. Did you hear that Sonny Bono was turning on Cher's lights?
Yeah, that's
the ghost. That is Cher, Don.
It's the ghost of Sonny Bono.
No, this is Sly Stallone's mother.
Well, that used to happen to me all the time too. When Tony Stallone, my late husband,
Tony,
he'd come in and turn my lights on, he'd turn all sorts of electrical appliances on, blenders, toasters. You never know what would pop up in my kitchen. Sure. I said, "Go away, you're dead. Quit bothering me. I'm a tough old bird, Jackie Stallone. And sometimes I have a fantasy that I'm Cher Bono." Did you vote today, big guy?
Yeah, how about you, honey?
I did.
How's your old tomato?
I voted straight Republican every year.
Really?
Since 1935. I voted a straight Republican ticket. I'm for Huckabee.
Why are you for Huckabee?
Because he's a good man. He tells it like it is. He's a good Christian. I believe in that.
Which one of your sons is more retarded? Sly or Frank?
Frank Stallone's the more retarded of the two. Doesn't know what to do with his money. Always mismanaging his financial affairs. Always going out on some cockamamie scheme that's for the birds.
Is he like Tony Stallone?
He's exactly like Tony Stallone, his father. drank himself to death drinking red Italian table wine.
For the birds.
He was for the birds, and he beat me. That was no picnic. That toughened me up, though.
Yeah.
Made me learn about men. Now I know everything there is to know about men, including my husband, the plastic surgeon. He's doing a fantastic job.
Why doesn't he fix that mouth?
This mouth is my trademark. You know, so you got a problem with it? What do you think? You think I have some sort of issue with my mouth?
You kind of look like Bill Murray in Caddyshack.
Did I mention?
What?
Rob Spiewak just reminded me.
Yeah.
What, Jackie?
My dogs are psychic.
That's right.
I have psychic dogs that can predict the future. They'll let you know what the results of the election are going to be.
Let's get Jackie Stallone's phone number.
It's time for her booking.
Call her right now. Call her live.
Call her live. Let's find out who's going to win the election.
Just call her and find out. It'll save us the trouble of talking to Joe again.
It's a big deal. That's going to be a big election.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dogs tell me Barack Obama's the doesn't she always go like with a front runner too? Doesn't she always do that?
I think
she always picks the obvious choice.
But the obvious choice the last time, unfortunately, was W.
I think she picked W.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, I seem to you know, we don't have a lot of people that predict elections on this show, and I seem to remember that.
I think she did in both the last two.
Yeah.
She picked him.
Hold on. My dog's predicting I'm going to have myself a nice BM.
While Rob is looking for the real Jackie Stallone's number.
Very good.
Let's get another instant poll from Joe. Was at a school somewhere in Montgomery County, Maryland.
Said it was slow but steady.
One of the states having a primary today is Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
Kind of what we've heard around the area today, slow but steady.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hi there, Joe. How's it going at the polling place?
It's great. I was just listening to Jackie Stallone.
Well, I know you're a big fan.
Joe, do your job. Do your job, my boy. Come on, my boy.
All right.
Boy, my boy.
Let's see who we got coming out.
Get to it. Stop dragging your feet.
Slow and steady.
Hold on. Nobody's walking out right now.
Well, have you but, how many people have been coming? Is it slow or is it steady?
Aviso. La ley prohíbe hacer campaña electoral más allá de este punto.
He's reading a sign.
Reading a sign in Spanish. So no one is going in or coming out right now.
There's a steady stream of both, but, I mean, you just caught me. But hold on, be patient.
That's what you like to hear. Just be patient, everybody.
No one's voting. Joe, what type of voters have you seen out there today?
There's a visible kind.
Old, young, women, men.
Yes.
And are any of them at all approaching you or in your line of sight right now?
Nope.
Mostly older people or mostly younger people?
There's nobody in my line of sight right now.
No, nope. I'm talking about the people that have been coming in and out today.
Go to the front door. Go to the door.
I can't go to the doors. That's illegal.
Right. No, I'm talking about the people you've seen while you've been waiting out there.
Get close enough to the door. Get closer then, rather.
I'm right here at the red flag that says, La ley prohíbe ser campaña electoral más allá de este punto.
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Punto.
No, he's not retarded.
Joe.
Yes?
Mostly older voters or younger voters today? Which mostly?
Yes.
No, but so there hasn't been a preponderance of any group?
Right.
It's been exactly even all the way across the demographic board?
Pretty much. Okay. Here we go. Here's some people.
Here we go. Get ready.
Glad you got the answer for me, Buzz. Thank you.
I tried, Mike.
Hello, I am Joe Ardinger from CBS Radio. Would you like to participate in our live on-the-air instant result exit poll?
Hello, I am.
Who did you vote for and why?
John McCain, because he's probably going to be the next president of the United States.
Do you feel that steroids are giving Mike Huckabee an unfair advantage?
I think Mike Huckabee's a pretty good candidate, and I think that he's doing an excellent job of reaching out to the American people.
Do you have a message for Amy Winehouse?
Yes, I think she should clean up her act as fast as she can, despite the Grammy she won.
Thank you for your time.
He had it all together. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joe,
he had it all together.
Sometimes at the end of one of those, you might want to just say, have a nice day, and piss off. Just if it's someone.
How about if it's something like that? How about the last question? Would you like to smell my fingers?
No, that's only for Republicans. No, we can't play it like that. It's got to be down the middle. Just if they have an attitude... Maybe at the end.
Okay.
You know, I don't know.
Jack.
Well, he didn't have an attitude. He was just pretty much white toast Republican. Hey, do we want to?
I identify that as an attitude.
What, Jackie? What?
Yeah.
Pay your phone bill.
Oh, they turned it off.
It's no longer in service.
Well, boy, those bills, they're mounting up. I think they're a waste of time. Why do you have to pay a paper bill? Don't they know who I am?
I'm
Cher Bono.
I'm going to email you.
You're going to email me?
Do you know how to use the computer?
Well, my dogs can. They're psychic.
Joe?
Yes.
How are we doing out there, buddy?
Waiting for more people. Do we want an Obama sign or a Hillary sign?
What, like to put in our front yard as a souvenir of this wonderful day?
Yes, this great bit.
Both.
Joe, I was only listening in the back room, so I missed a little bit. Are the voters mostly older or younger?
Yes.
Hey, speaking of illegal, don't touch one of those campaign signs.
No.
They'll lock you up for that.
So seriously,
no, they won't.
They will.
You're all the way at a polling place.
Let's find out.
Hello, I am Joe Unger from CBS Radio. Would you like to participate in our live on-the-air instant result exit poll?
I haven't voted yet. You're in the wrong place.
Oh, okay.
He's getting somebody going in.
Yeah.
Well, as long as we're at... Hold on. Who did you vote for and why?
John McCain, because I'm Republican and I'm favoring business.
Do you feel that steroids are giving Mike Huckabee an unfair advantage?
I think the more steroids, the better for Mike Huckabee.
Do you have a message for Amy Winehouse?
Looking good on television.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I'm not sure who Amy was.
Hey. Well, he's not sure.
He's not Thank sure you. Who Amy Winehouse was.
But he knew Mike Huckabee.
He's a hound. Hey, Joe?
Yes?
When you get a know-it-all guy like that, kind of at the end, you might want to just either do, you know, piss off or smell my fingers or...
Something like that.
You know, the greatest thing ever, I have told this story before, but it is so great. When I worked in New York City at 99X with the guy Jay Thomas that was later the actor,
right?
He did the morning show, and he was taking acting classes on the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that they told him very seriously was, get yourself a job at Macy's, and you want to interact with people.
Right.
And you want to, when you're making a sale, turn it into a scene.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Project yourself as somebody else.
Right.
So we would go down and watch him to break him up, to bust his balls.
Yeah.
And he had this way of doing it where
knew we were... I am Joe Hardinger from CBS Radio. Would you like to participate in our live on-the-air instant result exit poll? Okay.
Was that
not my fingers?
No. So anyway, I'm standing there with a couple of other guys, and we're watching him at a little kiosk at Macy's where he's selling stuff. And he calls us up and he says, this is just for you guys. The next five people that come up, when I'm done, I'm going to look them right in the eye, and I'm going to say, F you very much. And I'm going to say the F word, and I'm going to say it clearly. And I'm going to look
Hello, I am Joe Ardinger from CBS Radio. Would you like to participate in our live on-the-air instant result exit poll? Okay. Smell my fingers.
It's another no. So the guy would, then we would sit there and he would, it was the best scam of all because of the five people we watched him do it to, he would look them right in the eye and you give him the gift and then give him the thing. You go, okay, here's your receipt. F you very much. Three of the people like look at him like because he's looking at them so sweet. And it's like
right.
You think maybe I heard the wrong thing.
I misheard.
The fourth or whatever it wasn't count. The lady that said, "Excuse me."
So she like caught him on it.
Somebody... And this was great. This he said, "I you are so mistaken. I do not use language like that."
Uh-huh. Denied. Where were you guys hiding when you were doing it? So, you know, you couldn't be, like, standing next to the counter falling on the floor.
No, it's like we were over in the cosmetics area.
Right,
but close enough to hear.
To hear him do it.
And we would walk by just when he was closing the deal when he would say, "All right, there's your purchase, Macy's, and F you very much."
Uh-huh. I would have died.
The best.
I would have died.
Just the best.
He had stones, didn't he?
That was great.
Really. That is incredible.
One person called him on it.
And he lived for someone who would call him on it because he said that was his chance really to learn acting.
To learn how to act.
He'd be like, "I'm so offended."
Of course not.
How could you have heard that? I mean, the word "thank" and that word, nothing.
Right.
Great stuff.
That is fantastic.
Joe?
Yes, Don.
How's the biz out there, Joe?
It's cold.
How's the weather? How's
not very busy.
Is it still icing out there, Joe?
How old's your mother-in-law?
It's cold.
How's your hemorrhoids? That's the second cold we've got.
We'll check back. Joe is at a place that apparently is open for people to vote.
Uh-huh.
However, right now,
no one's voting.
No one's voting.
Right.
Hold on. Hello, I am Joe Ardinger from CBS Radio. Would you like to participate in our live on the air instant exit poll? La ley prohíbe hacer campaña electoral más allá de esta punta.
Joe, why don't you just tell us if they say no?
Huh?
Joe, would you just tell us if they say no?
Yeah, they do. Hold on. Hello, I am Joe Ardinger from CBS Radio. Would you like to participate in our live on-the-air instant result exit poll?
Sure. Here
we go.
Who did you vote for and why?
Barack Obama, just because I'm undecided, let me say that, going out into the general election. But I think Obama provides the best ticket for the Democrats. And so since I'm a registered Democrat, voted for Barack.
Do you feel that steroids are giving Mike Huckabee an unfair advantage?
Couldn't say. I haven't heard anything about Mike Huckabee and steroids.
Do you have a message for Amy Winehouse?
Congratulations. Get clean.
Tell this guy, smell your fingers.
For your time.
Smell my fingers. Joe, come on. We got to be fair on this. It can't just be the Republicans, really. You should say to a Democrat, smell my fingers, too. Joey?
Joe.
It's great, isn't it, Mike? It's like the happiest train wreck you ever saw.
It is the happiest train wreck. And I think people are being frightened when it's, hi, I am Joe. I am a pollster. You know, he's doing it that way. But, he's got that lovability, right, where people do gravitate towards
Buzz,
him.
Have you actually been keeping count?
No, actually, I have lost count.
How about you, boy? Anybody been counting?
I think it's 5-1, isn't it? 5-1, Hillary.
Is it 5 for Hillary? I know. Huckabee got at least one or two.
I know McCain got a couple, maybe.
And Barack Obama got one, right?
And Hillary got a couple, maybe 3-4.
I've got the statistics right here.
Oh, you have the stats?
Yeah.
What are they?
Ron Paul. Everybody wants Ron Paul.
I forgot we were getting some of the Joe comedy stylings from his Saturday night high-rated show.
Are you writing anything down, Jim?
What?
It's Joe Zogby.
Yeah.
Gold.
Are you writing anything down, Jim?
I'm freezing.
You know what, Joe? Does the microphone where you're holding it in your hand, does it make your hand really...
hey, dummy, why'd you just say F off? To Rob.
I'm freezing, yes. My hand is stuck to my phone.
What?
I'm sorry that we sent you out on such hazardous duty. Private Ryan, please come back as soon as you can.
Thank you.
Hey, Joe?
Yes?
Ask me a question.
What?
Ask me a question.
How are you?
What? I'm cold.
I'm cold.
We know.
What?
Inisabo, abasabo, faribado sabo.
What?
You couldn't get in that fire contraption fast enough, could you?
No.
It's the first time you move fast.
What?
What?
I don't think my phone is working anymore.
Joe.
Bye!
That'll do it. I'm sorry. That's all the instant polling we have for you today.
We will be tabulating all of our results and give you our official projections.
I believe we are projecting Hillary as the winner.
Yes. In our very unscientific survey.
You know, we could do better, for God's sakes. He could go. We could send him to the grocery store across the street to ask people their opinion about who they voted
for. Perhaps a change in plan. You know, I think after that performance, he deserves a trip over to that particular grocery store.
Oh, my God. I don't know if people will hang on for that
or not. Send him over to the cemetery, Giant.
Let's give him the good news.
Yes.
I'm going to continue this over at the Giant Food where nothing but old people go.
I know what he's going to say.
What?
Hope there's no more swearing.
Yeah,
unacceptable. That was right out of the flu.
He
wow.
screamed out F you, Rob.
Yes, he did.
Hello?
Hey.
Wow. Hello?
So glad we had this time together, but the good news is, Joe, you're going to the Giants.
Oh, the Giants?
Yes.
Yeah, the cemetery giant across the street.
Okay.
Where you're going to be asking people their opinion on who they would like to vote for.
All righty.
What?
Click.
Joe?
He's gone.
Oh, he hung up.
He's through.
And I think that they'd be more responsive to him if he was British.
I agree.
Don't you think?
I think so.
At this store? Point?
Yeah, yeah, bring out all the stuff.
Sure. I mean,
yeah,
look, this absolutely. Is the grand finale of comedy. Don's calling Senator Joe Ardinger on the telephone.
Bluto.
I don't want to talk to him. I don't want another cussing out.
He was loud and proud.
You just set him off.
He's Mike mad. Does get cold, though.
He's mad.
Knew.
He's mad. Hello? About him again. Hi. You gotta use your British accent as well.
Oh, excellent.
Do you still have your script?
I think I remember it. I dropped it in the parking lot.
Okay, well, instead of who did you vote for, who are you thinking of voting for?
Or who do you support?
Who do you support?
And then the whole Huckabee on steroids, followed by Amy Winehouse.
And then, yeah. And then if it warrants... Either smell my fingers or piss off.
All right.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
All right. How many hours do you think it's going to take you to make it to the grocery store?
Not that long.
Any questions about your mission?
What?
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 Waiting
what?
Light.
I'm coming up on Rock Hill Pike right now.
What?
All right. Talk to you later.
Good day.
Have a safe U-turn.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Joe Gold.
Political correspondent Joseph Gold.
Will you give me, like, just 5 seconds of amnesty?
Amnesty?
Yeah, like freedom. Can I just say something?
Yes, yes.
Joe Ardinger. Future producer of the Michael Mara Show.
Okay.
I know it's cold. I said, we just give me a break.
If I'd known what you were going to say, I would have pulled the plug on it. Don't want to alarm anybody, but boy, it's time to give some second thought to this. No, I'm just kidding. No,
I think,
I'm there, baby.
I think he's great where he is, Mike.
Yeah, it was a typo in the press release.
Okay, well, now the truth comes out.
Right.
So he is going to be there or he isn't?
What?
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 So he is going to be there or he isn't. What are you talking about?
What?
For the show. The typo in the press release.
What?
No, he's not a producer, is he?
No.
Rob?
No.
Is he a producer?
Not on any level.
God. I'm all alone.
I'm here with you, friend.
Thank you, brother.
I'm here
appreciate
with you.
That. I
seriously.
Really do.
I'll doodle pictures with you, Mike. I'm here with you.
Yeah.
I apologize. I thought you were saying that the typo in the press release is that he was going to stay on.
No, he's going to stay on.
Of course
it's just
he is.
The producer thing was a typo.
Right. Well,
we
I mean,
all know that.
How can you describe the color blue?
He is a phone screener.
That's right. Support staff.
Yes, support staff phone screener.
Exit pollster.
Regular.
Where he's very, I believe he's very happy.
Yes, and very qualified.
What?
Hello? This is my lobster, Buck.
Hey, I got bad news for you. You're not going to be one of the associate producers of Mike's show.
Okay.
But you're going to be a phone screener.
Well, that's all I ever aspired to be.
Bingo. I told you he was happy.
Everybody's
right.
Happy.
Yeah, Mike just explained it was a typo in the press release.
Producing is highly overrated anyway.
Tell me about it.
Where are you at right now?
I'm about to turn on to Rockville Pike.
That's where
you were
last time.
Yeah, I know. I screwed it up, but I'm at Old Georgetown Road in Rockville Pike. I'm right down the street.
Well, I guarantee you, when you get your subjects over at that Giant, you're certainly going to be able to run them down. They won't be able to get away from you.
I might run them over.
You know what? They'll be saying what, too.
Yeah, they will. What?
And he'll be right next to him.
Bye, Joe.
Good day.
It'll be clearer with his British accent, though. As Buck, interviews the people.
No, Buck is the lobster.
That's the lobster.
Oh, that's no. I thought Buck was this British guy.
His name will now be Buck. Okay. It'll just be hi.
He had a British name. It was something von something.
Oh God,
he'll remember.
We'll keep it as Buck.
Okay,
all right.
He should be something von Stain.
That's Buck, like Prince von A-hole.
Buck von Stain.
Joe von Stain. No, that's a Joe von sounds like a...
Who's this very strange man standing out the supermarket?
Who do you support?
I support none of them. I support Paris Hilton. That's who I support. And I tell you, there's a Joe Aldinger coming by. With these stupid questions about Amy Winehouse. Amy Winehouse.
Hey, Prince Frederick.
I'm Frederick von A-hole.
How's Sly Stallone's mom doing?
She's a great, great piece of art. She knows how to please a man. That's the thing that really matters. He's a good woman that knows how to please a man. And I will tell you something. Jacqueline Stallone has always been very, very good in bed. That's why she's got all the men that she's got, like the plastic surgeon and the doctors and the great powerful sons with muscles.
And Sonny Bono.
She's a good lady. She knows how to please with her mouth.
Zsa Zsa.
Zsa Zsa's very, very good. She's very lucid, and she's in her wheelchair 9 hours out of the bed every day. Then we put it in the Craftmatic, and it's back to sleep. And then I drive around in my Bentley giving interesting interviews to TMZ. That's the day of Prince Frederick von A-hole. Go
right
Huckabee!
Right,
this is the Don and Mike Show.